Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just a wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride.
Coming over a cold. And so I sound a little stuffy, but I still wanted to do this episode. So here we go. So welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. And this is a show where I dive into everything that fascinates me. And today I wanted to talk about something super interesting to me, which is food pairings. So why are they a thing and why don't I want to talk about it? Well, food and entertainment are an extremely powerful combo. Whether you're watching a movie or playing a game, the right snack can totally enhance the vibe. And that's what I'm talking about today. Not just food pairings, but pairing them with the activity that you're doing. I saw something on Instagram, and I've seen it a while ago. It's called Fork and Film, and it's where they give you the food that's in the movie that you're watching. So I saw one for Ratatouille. I think that might have been the first one I saw. I've always wanted to try that mushroom where he was like, it tastes lightning-y. So that's kind of what inspired me to talk about this today. Eating food while you're watching or playing something really helps you immerse yourself in the experience. And the right food can bring out a mood of the scene or a game or whatever you're doing. Food pairings also help you connect more with the characters in the world you love. It adds a layer of fun and engagement and makes your whole experience feel like it's intentional and you're fully living in the world that you're either playing or watching. So let's also be real. When the food hits, it hits and it just creates a dope vibe. So we're going to go ahead and start off with video games. So you know how some games just feel like they need a specific vibe? Well, food plays a big role in setting that vibe. So here are some food pairings that I think would be dope for some popular video games. And most of these are retro. Y'all know I love older games. So we're going to start off with Sonic the Hedgehog. So I feel like we know Sonic is about, he going fast. Of course, there's more story and stuff like that. But let's say put yourself in Sonic and you're zipping through loops, you're collecting rings, and you're speeding past all these obstacles. This feels like a snack that's like high energy and quick. So, like, I'm thinking, like, you eat this with, like, an energy bar, like a protein bar, protein shake, like a fruit salad, something, some nuts, a trail mix. You need just, like, a quick energy boost for this, right? All right, so let's go on to Mario Kart. Like, what food do you think will go dope with some Mario Kart? Let's picture it. We're racing, you're going down the tracks, and you need something quick that you could quickly grab. And also, for me, Mario Kart is, like, a nostalgia game. So I automatically thought of, like, pizza rolls. And I would make my own. I don't like they completely changed the recipe. You can always taste when they change the recipe of something. And they definitely did with the nostalgic Tostino's pizza rolls. So I would make my own. Or mozzarella sticks. Or, like, some mini sandwiches. Like, some sliders. Something like that. Something that you can eat on the go. It's not crazy messy. Just, like, some finger food. So you can keep racing. All right, so now we're going to go into Legend of Zelda, but particularly Breath of the Wild. All right, so Zelda's got all that cooking magic, so why not bring some of that into your own game? So it's like a chill game, too. It's super immersive. So I'm thinking like a soup, because I'm a soup-loving-ass bitch. I love a soup. So a nice ramen or like a stew. I feel like if you're like really chefing it up and you want like a meal, hey, add a grilled cheese, maybe like a grilled cheese in a tomato soup, you know. I'm always down to add a fresh fruit salad, too. So, like, creating a really cozy, hearty vibe, like a fresh bread with it, some sourdough or something. That's what I want. Okay, then let's go into Overwatch, which is something I just kind of started getting into. I still don't play it. But I'm just learning more about the lore of Overwatch. So it's super fast-paced, it's action-packed, and it's competitive. So if you're going into Overwatch, you want something quick. You know what I mean? Like, I just need something quick, something satisfying. So this is like a popcorn. This is like a chips and dip. This is like a chicken wing moment. You know what I mean? Something you can snack on while you're still playing. Something quick where you're not focusing too much. You can focus on winning, getting them dubs, okay? So now let's move on to anime. So whether you're binge-watching or diving into a new series, the food you choose can totally enhance the experience. So these are the pairs that I'm talking about with different... It's for specific anime, but also more broader for the genre. So Solo Leveling. So if you have not seen Solo Leveling, you're missing out. This anime is dope, and the power of energy, the powers period are crazy. So you'll need something pretty bold. It's a bold show. This is an action fantasy show. So like some Korean barbecue, or like I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Kimbap. It's where it's like Korean sushi. Because Solo Leveling is Korean. So maybe with some kimchi, kimchi goes crazy with everything. So you know what I'm saying? Watch it while you're going crazy. And then maybe, you know what I'm saying, if you're in the mood, some soju, sip on that while you watching. Y'all know I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan. Yes, I get it. Goku's stupid, whatever. But Dragon Ball Z was the anime that got me into anime. So I feel like this is all about power and being legendary. So I'm like, you need something legendary. You need something hearty if you're trying to eat like Goku. So I'm thinking like ramen, but not just like a regular bowl of ramen, like a crazy bowl with all type of toppings. It was a ramen spot I used to go to in Houston. What was it called? I'm picturing it right now, and I know exactly where it is, but I can't think of the name. But they would have this ramen, and they'll have like chicken, and you could add stuff to it, bro. I'll put like broccoli and corn and bok choy and just like going crazy. Seaweed. I'm putting two eggs in there. Two of the marinated eggs going crazy. Also like a sushi roll or like a big bento box. I love a bento box. I love it. So we'll have some rice, some fish, maybe some tempura. And then if you're trying to be a Saiyan, you know, maybe say, hey, you need some protein. You need some protein. So wash it down with a protein shake. That's too much. But if you want to, hey, you go on. You need it. So let's completely go on the opposite end of the spectrum. We're going into the Magic Girl anime genre. And what's more Magic Girl iconic than Sailor Moon? So I feel like Sailor Moon, it's light, it's whimsical. So you need something light, something whimsical, like a tea and cookies moment, right? Like, but a really cute one, like a macaroon. Or, you know, is it a macaron? Macaroon is the other ones. It's a macaron. Honestly, either or. Or like a Japanese parfait. Oh, my God, that's crazy. I want it right now. So something light, something sweet, something cute, something decadent, something cute. Okay, then we're going to go into like the drama romance anime. So like a Nana. Nana was so good. I'm still reading the manga. Shout out to GQ. She was trying to tell me to watch the anime for like 2 years, and I finally did, and I watched it in like a day, like 40-something episodes in like a day. So Nana is definitely dramatic. It's emotional. It is mentally taxing. So you want some comfort food. You want to feel comforted. So I'm going to go with like a mac and cheese, you know, like a pasta, maybe like a cheese board, something that's like a mix of flavors, and it mixes with the complex emotions and super dramatic storylines. So something that you can binge watch while you're feeling your feelings. A nice charcuterie board, you know, and you can make one cheap at Trader Joe's. Love a Trader Joe's. All right, then we're going to go on to Don Don. So this is action supernatural. So if you're getting a wild action and supernatural twist, you need something that matches the chaos and energy of the show. It's super chaotic. It's a lot going on. So I'm thinking something spicy. You need some spice. So like a spicy ramen or like a crispy fried chicken, maybe some nachos or something. I feel like this is a nacho show. This is a nacho show. So something bold, something flavor packed. You know, you need to keep up your energy while you're going through all of that action. And cliffhangers, don't get me started again on how they ended this first part of the season. Piss me off. It's coming back though, but whatever. They did me dirty. Or is it going into the second season? It is. Or it's just the first part. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, they've been breaking stuff up so much on anime lately. Just whatever the next part is, they cliffhanger this. All right. So next, we're going to go into like a slice of life, some family-friendly anime. And I'm going to go ahead and talk about some My Neighbor Totoro. So it's like a cozy, chill, it's a feel-good anime. So you want something that feels comforting and wholesome. And mac and cheese pops up on this list a lot. Mac and cheese, I feel like, is one of the most iconic, family-filling, warm, gooey stuff. Or also, like, I make baked apples, but not baked. So skillet apples, question mark. But they're so good with, like, the cinnamon. And I add some, you know, lemon juice to kind of cut the sweetness. But the cinnamon and the nutmegs and the cloves, and then, like, smells like Christmas. It's pretty much apple pie filling with no apple pie. But I put it over some vanilla bean ice cream. Now, this is going to sound kind of off-putting to some people that aren't into interesting sounding flavors. I had some goat cheese ice cream and it was crazy. It was so good. So yeah, I want something warm. I want something fuzzy. I want something that feels good to eat, that feels comforting. That's what I want when I'm watching like a Studio Ghibli film. All right, so then we're gonna go into sports anime, and I love Blue Lock. I know a lot of people hate Blue Lock. I know that some of these last episodes were looking like, what did somebody say? They said it was looking like a PowerPoint presentation, which was hilarious. But it is a lot of tension. And so, like, more sports anime. So kind of like when you're playing Sonic, you want something on the go. So I'm saying like an energy bar, a smoothie, a fruit bowl, an acai bowl. You know, something that keeps you going. You need to be in there. All right, so next we're going to go to horror anime. Tokyo Ghoul. So if you're into... Actually, I'm going to go back to Blue Lock because I feel like when you can also add in there, like, a hot dog. I'm a glizzy eater. Pause. I like a turkey dog, but I like to overstuff it. So we're going to do, like, maybe like a chili. So, okay, you know what? You can do a sports anime with either, like, an energy bar, smoothie, something like that. But if you want to do it like I'm watching the game, I'm in the stands, then, yeah, I feel like that's a hot dog number, right? That's a chicken wing number. That's a popcorn. That's a pretzel. Like, something like that. Okay, now we're going to go into horror anime. And we're going to talk about Tokyo Ghoul. And so, you know, it's intense. So you need some, like, intense food. So something spicy. Like a spicy ramen. A pickled vegetable. I don't know why this is... I feel a sandwich number here. A big sandwich. Something... intense, right? So then we're going on to One Piece. So this action adventure, but specifically One Piece. You know, it's about epic adventure. You know, it's fun. You want something hearty. You want something that feels like the sea. I'm going seafood. Before I go deep into the seafood, though, you know Luffy loves some meat. So I mean, you could do a ham bone. You could do a chicken bone, right? So... but I'm going to go into the seafood now. You know, I feel like some shrimp, some clams, or like a fish taco. Shout out to Arlong and them. But yeah, and a tropical drink. Oh, a pina colada. Do you like pina coladas? Absolutely, I do. From there, let's go into Full Metal Alchemist, which is action fantasy. And so for something like that, it's so deep. It's so much going on. I feel like you want something hearty. This feels deep. I want something hearty. I'm going back to a stew. I love a stew. Like something like a braised short rib. Maybe like a toasted sandwich. You know? And then, hey, let's add a cup of tea to calm down. A cup of tea is always... why am I saying it? A cup of tea, calm down. Yeah, a cup of tea. And then we're going to go into Black Butler, which is also a supernatural thriller. They brought it back after, what, 17 years? So super dark, super mysterious. And I feel like they have so much food in there. It's such good-looking food in Black Butler that Sebastian makes. So I feel like this is about decadence and opulence. So that's a steak. I don't even eat steak, but that's a steak. You go steak, you go a parfait. you go a rich fudge cake, or maybe like a tart, a quiche. You definitely have tea. You have to have tea. But it's something decadent. Let's bust out the charcuterie board again. But we don't go to Trader Joe's. Let's go to, what is it, Gelson's? We're going upper scale. We're going somewhere nice to get our ingredients. We're getting cheeses, mix of hard and soft cheeses. We're getting cut meats from the butcher. We're getting dates. We're getting dried apricots. You know, it's that kind of thing for our charcuterie board. And then, hey, we grown a wine. And I'm not talking Barefoot or Moscato or Stella Rose. And don't get it twisted. I am a Stella Rose bitch. But you want a little bit more upscale, a little drier wine for something like this if you're watching with Black Butler and you're trying to be grown. And for my last one, this is super easy. We're going to talk about Naruto, which is an action, technically adventure anime, action adventure. And we already know what is his favorite food. So that's what we eating, baby. Ramen. Of course we're eating some ramen. And we could also add in some fried rice, a little gozo on the side. But for sure we have to eat Naruto with some Naruto. So the fish cake that you see in ramen with the little pink swirl is called a Naruto Maki. You know, Naruto's name is Naruto Uzumaki. That's where they got that from. All right, so thank you so much for hanging out with me today on this delicious journey through food and entertainment. I would love to do another episode like this. I think it was super interesting. So if you have your own food pairings, let me know. And remember to stay curious, keep wondering, or don't. It's your business. I'm not your mama. Peace. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Haze, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.